The race for the Democratic presidential nomination is hitting full speed today into new terrain, and candidates and their operations are expanding in the southeast and the western U.S. Lisa Desjardins has our report.
The 2020 race and the leading Democrats are moving south.
If we stand together as one people, we will not only defeat Trump, we will transform this country.
In a sweep through the Super Tuesday state of North Carolina today, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont aimed to springboard off his win in New Hampshire.
This is a campaign which uniquely is prepared to take on Wall Street, the insurance industry, the drug companies, the fossil fuel industry, the military industrial complex, the prison industrial complex, and the whole damn 1%.
Shaking hands in neighboring South Carolina with Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Absentee voting is already underway there. Warren lunched in Charleston with hip-hop artist Benny Starr. The map is quickly expanding. Warren and Sanders started the day in the east, and Sanders plans to be in Texas, a big Super Tuesday state, tonight. But most 2020 hopefuls are farther west, in Nevada. Today, the next state to decide drew an all-star lineup of former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Vice President Joe Biden, and billionaire activist Tom Steyer. Buttigieg is hoping to maintain the momentum he got from the Iowa caucuses, where he narrowly edged out Sanders, and in New Hampshire, where he trailed just behind in second. In Las Vegas, Klobuchar criticized ideas for government-run health care by Sanders and Warren as too far left.
Two-thirds of the Democrats in the U.S. Senate are not on that bill, the Sanders-Warren bill. And so that's another reason. We're not going to pass it. Since we're in Vegas, I'd say if your number is not on the wheel, maybe you don't want to bet on that number.
The calendar is driving the campaigns. The Nevada caucuses are in just over 1 week on the 22nd. Then South Carolina's primary is the Saturday after that. Then comes a kind of big bang for the Democratic map, Super Tuesday, when Democrats hold 16 contests and decide on a third of their convention delegates. That is the central focus for former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now third in some national polls, Bloomberg is pointedly tussling with President Trump in back-and-forth tweets and at his campaign events, like this one in Houston last night.
The president attacked me this morning on Twitter, and he attacked me again this afternoon in an interview. So let me say this, Mr. President. You can't bully me, and I won't let you bully the American people.
President Trump also has his eye on a big map. Next week, he begins a campaign swing through Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, and California. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.